The next case for argument, United States v. Gamikia. Mr. Salerno.
Good morning to this honorable body. The issue in the case is whether Judge Norgal, in deciding the sentence to be imposed on Mr. Gamikia, adequately considered the factors under 3553. And basically that's a factual determination for this court to assess. As the record shows, Mr. Gamikia was given a 30-month sentence for a crime that lasted a period of 1 month, while his co-defendants who were involved in a crime for a period of...
He was the one who obstructed justice. That was what he was punished for.
Well, all of the defendants obstructed justice, Your Honor.
Yeah, but that's what he was punished for.
Correct. All of the defendants, or at least Mr. Lasky, was charged with the obstruction of justice. In fact, the obstruction of justice was on behalf of Mr. Lasky because it was agreed by all the parties and the cooperating...
Well, you address to the sentencing judge, not to us. It's only a 30-month sentence.
Well, only is a relative term, and I think I argued that before the district court, as to Mr. Gamikia, who has a wife with cancer, and under the Section 3553 factors, because of his physical maladies and because of his actions in the case,
well... You don't want to give a free pass to sick people to commit crimes, right?
No, I'm not suggesting that, Judge.
Well, you are, of course.
No, I'm suggesting that under the factors...
What do you think would be a reasonable sentence for him?
I think a reasonable sentence would be a sentence comparable to his co-defendant.
What would it be?
I think a reasonable sentence would be a year and a day in this case.
Would be what?
A year and a day in this case. And his co-defendant received a sentence, one of his co-defendants, of a year and a day. And I base that upon the fact that his co-defendant...
Wasn't this man more involved?
My defendant? Absolutely not, Judge. He was less involved. In fact, the basis of this crime is that Mr. Lasky, the clerk for the city of Chicago, was involved in a bribery scheme for 5 years.
Right.
It's clear from all of the record and all of the witnesses that Mr. Gamikia had no involvement, in fact, no knowledge of that. When an investigation was commenced into Mr. Lasky's activities, had nothing to do with Mr. Gamikia. Mr. Gamikia was basically someone who carried his dry cleaning for him. Mr. Gamikia...
He was in a position of public trust, wasn't he?
I'm sorry?
He was in a position of public trust.
Mr. Gamikia was essentially a gopher for Mr. Lasky.
He was in a position of public trust.
I would say so.
He was a government employee?
Yes, Your Honor.
Didn't he owe a duty to the citizens of Chicago?
Absolutely, in his capacity as working for Mr. Lasky.
And you think that he should have gotten a year and a day?
Well, the individuals in this case received a sentence.
I'm not talking about what anybody else got.
Absolutely. He
should have got.
He was involved for a period of 30 days. His co-defendants received sentences equivalent to a year and a day, 18 months and 24 months. He received a sentence greater than all the co-defendants who were involved in this period thing in a bribery scheme for a period of 5 years. They were the individuals, or Mr. Lasky at least, was the individual to whom the investigation was in his activities. It's clear that Mr. Gamikia and everyone agreed he had nothing to do with the bribery scheme. It was at Mr. Lasky's behest that he was conducting...
He helped keep that truck scheme going, didn't he?
Well, I don't know if he helped keep it going, but Your Honor makes a good point. I mean, the obstruction was concerning the investigation into the truck scheme. But Mr. Gamikia had no involvement in the truck scheme. That was agreed by everyone. Mr. Lasky was the individual who was trying to save himself.
Did he coach anybody to testify falsely?
Yes, he did. Yes,
did he get a merit badge for that?
Oh, no, I'm not suggesting that. I know
there's a commission. Don't you think that that's what the sentencing judge took into consideration?
Well, I think the sentencing judge did take that into consideration, but
at the bottom of the guidelines range.
He went to the bottom of the guidelines.
Yes. I think he took into consideration what Your Honor took.
It's not an appealable issue.
I'm sorry?
You have no basis for appealing.
Well, I think I do under the Section 3050.
No, you don't. You don't. The judge considered these factors. There's no automatic dipping below the guidelines for people who have illness or have ill family and so on. No, there isn't.
Well, I think the judge said he considered the guideline factors but didn't. I mean,
that is not true. He considered them and he thought them outweighed.
Well,
you have no basis for saying he didn't consider them.
I do have a basis, Judge.
No, you didn't. He said he discussed these factors.
Well, he said I'm considering these factors.
Yes, he said he considered them. What more should he say?
Well,
Does he have to agree with you?
He doesn't have to agree with me, but he based his decision on certain facts that were put on the record. For instance, he said, I'm giving him this sentence because he's charged with obstruction and Mr. Lasky was not charged with obstruction. That was one of his analysis under 3553. That wasn't the case.
That's a separate point.
Okay. In considering...
He didn't consider the health and the other... And some of the other points you're arguing in mitigation, he did consider that.
He said he considered the health, yes.
Well, he said he did. We're not going to say he said he did, but he was lying.
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say that there are indications, for instance, under 3553, he said he considered that Mr. Lasky was not charged with obstruction when Mr. Lasky was. And counsel pointed out that Mr. Lasky was charged with obstruction. It was charged differently. He said he considered... Mr. Gamicki's extensive, quote-unquote, contacts with police over a period of years.
That's certainly appropriate.
It's appropriate, but Mr. Gamicki had not been arrested for about 23 years.
Yeah, it was old, but what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. If you want the judge to look at the 3553A sentencing factors, they certainly permit him to consider stale criminal activities.
I understand that, but I think the essence of the analysis were factors that militated in favor of Mr. Gamicki, the defendant.
Some weren't. Like the criminal history obviously was not in his favor.
I just don't know if the judge considered it while saying he considered it, and I don't mean to be flippant about
that. You mustn't say that.
I'm not trying to be.
You mustn't say that. You mustn't say that when a judge says he considers something, he's lying.
Well, I'm not saying he's lying.
You are saying. You said he considered it, but you don't think he did consider it.
Well, I think this court requires a judge to make a finding and to give reasons.
He has been emphatic. He doesn't have to go on at great length.
This
was a light sentence for a serious crime. He didn't have to spend an hour explaining in great detail why he wasn't dipping below the guidelines.
But any explanation.
We're being plagued with these frivolous appeals. You're making arguments properly addressed to the district judge, rejected by the district judge. That's it.
Well, the factors that he used to impose the sentence were based upon factors that were incorrect. I don't want to say anybody was lying, but they were incorrect.
Did he ever take into consideration the hundreds of thousands of hours that the taxpayers of Chicago have to pay to investigate crimes like this?
I do, Judge.
When these clowns are out there doing this?
Judge, I do. I do. But I also take into consideration...
And the only way you're going to stop it is to put these people behind bars or they can't do it.
And the only way to stop it is that when you have someone in a position of power who robs the city of Chicago for 5 years...
This man has been involved for so long and he comes up with this excuse now that his age and the illness of his family and his wife...
I think this man
is a crook.
And I think he decides
he should be where he is, but possibly he can even scheme while he's in jail.
I think we have one thing that we agree upon, and that is that Mr. Lasky, the main defendant, who received a 24-month sentence, was robbing the taxpayers in a position of trust for a period of 5 years. When there was an investigation into his activity, he
and
obstructed
that's
justice.
We all agree with that.
Let's balance the factors.
Well,
that's
maybe
all.
The government should have appealed his sentence.
Well, they didn't, but I'm here appealing, and I didn't mean to waste anybody's time, but I think that there should be a balancing test from
it
Mr.
Lasky.
It looks like
you're coming out with only experience.
I'm sorry?
You're only getting experience.
Yeah, I guess I've had a fun experience, I can say. So, thank you.
You can always
I'll save
to
some time if you want.
Thank you, Mr. Swear. Now, Mr.
Thank
Shaw.
Good morning, may it please the court. My name is Manish Shah, and I represent the United States. I'd like to just briefly comment on two things that Mr. Salerno raised. One, the comparison to the co-defendants is really inapt, especially with respect to the year and a day sentence that co-defendant Jones received. Co-defendant Jones received a year and a day after a government motion for substantial assistance, and that is a valid basis to distinguish his sentence. And second of all, the defendant's sentence for obstruction was calculated under the guidelines for obstruction. The co-defendant's sentences were calculated under the guidelines for bribery, the crimes that they were convicted of and pled guilty to. Those are all perfectly valid reasons for why the sentences fell where they did under the guidelines. And
what was the reason for charging the two under different for different crimes?
Actually, defendants were not charged under different crimes. The defendants that obstructed justice were Mr. Lasky and Mr. Gamica. They were both indicted in count 7 of the indictment for obstruction of justice. Mr. Lasky stipulated to the offense of obstruction of justice in his plea agreement, and his guidelines calculation included a two-level enhancement for obstruction of justice. The district judge, in the sentence of Mr. Lasky, chose to go below the guidelines range. Mr. Lasky's guideline range was 30 to 37 months, the same range as Mr. Gamica. Mr. Lasky presented a mitigating factor that the judge considered.
What was that?
The health of a young child that Mr. Lasky was a significant caretaker to, and the judge decided to factor that in under 3553A, as the judge was well aware he had the authority to do, and chose a 24-month sentence as opposed to a 30-month sentence, which would have been the low end for Mr. Lasky. I think those are all valid reasons, and certainly Judge Norgal was well aware of what his role in the sentencing process was. He did not pay lip service to 3553A. The transcript of the sentencing is lengthy. His statement of reasons in the transcript is 8 to 10 pages long. There's no reason to think that the judge procedurally or substantively made any error here. And for those reasons, this court should affirm the sentence in this case.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Shaw. Mr. Salerno, how much time does he have? Minute? Yeah?
I don't want to overstay my welcome again, but again, that's the factor I'm saying. It's the health of a child, and we talk about the health under 3553, and it's Mr. Lasky who is far more culpable, who was involved for 5 years, not 1 month. He was the driving force. He was the instigator of the obstruction. It was an investigation into him, and Mr. Gamica, the guy who's carrying the bags, is doing the 30 months, and I think as a court of equity, and I don't know how to make this argument, but at some point we should evaluate these factors, and this is the only recourse, is the Court of Appeals, and that's why we're here. So thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Lerner. And you were appointed, were you not?
No, I wasn't, Judge.
No, you're. Well, we thank you anyway.